and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller. We'll be with you live on this 21st day of February 2005 for the next 2 hours. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. What a weekend. What a great start to the week. If you, maybe you didn't notice. Well, maybe you did. Jack Blood was not on RBN today, and there's a good reason for that. The man jumped ship. And he's going to Genesis Communications, following Alex Jones. So for you local low-power FMs down here, I guess you all decided to carry Jack Blood and not Robbie Noel, which is helping me start the gold and silver business, which is going to pump the funds into this network to keep this network not only stable but growing. So you all out there in FM short-range radio land down here in Central Texas, I hope you're happy with your decision. Maybe you might want to change your mind after you hear what I have to say. And folks, this is a white paper. This is not embellishment. This is not anything. It's the straight stuff, the straight poop, as they say. And at that point in time, I'll let you decide. See, the problem is across the board in communication. You know, the reason why this network is here is because the lying media does exactly that on any given day. It lies to us. So we had to create an alternative. I don't like the term alternative media. I like an alternative to the media. We are the alternative to the media. And when this happens, it gives people a chance to hear what's really going on in the stories behind the scenes and what really is motivating things. What's shaking and moving? You know, why are things happening the way they happen? That's why we do this program. That's why we have this network, to do exactly that. So it comes as, well, maybe no surprise, maybe to some a surprise. By now, you've probably heard and seen enough that you're not really shocked by anything. You might scratch your head from time to time going, what was that all about? Well, before things get twisted out of shape, I am going to tell everybody the story behind the leaving of Jack Blood, which was, he was not fired, by the way. He left of his own accord. He wasn't even fired the first time, but I'll explain all of that after this first break. But you may want to consider, ladies and gentlemen, picking up Jack Blood from Genesis Communications Network. If you go to their GCN Live and you take a look at their page, there's a technical advice for you low-power FM guys out there. If you like Jack Blood, well, then tune him in. But if you want to see Republic Radio and a great talk show host in his own right, Robbie Noel, and this network survive, you may want to rethink that position, and especially after the report I'm about to give.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
It's got to be a Monday, folks. It's got to be a Monday. At any rate, 3 months ago, I went up to Minneapolis to go talk to Ted Anderson. And I congratulated him on firing Michael Trudeau, which was the big problem in the network. That was the idea to flip the format for the network. And just to leave remaining people like Alex Jones and a couple other talk show hosts on their network. And I said, well, you made the first right move by firing Trudeau. And he said, yeah, he says, we're going to be redoing the format a little bit. We're bringing up Jeff Rentz, and told me that he was putting him on at night. And I said, oh, really? I said, opposite Alex? I said, was Alex all right with it? Oh, yeah, he's cool about it. Well, Alex didn't even know that Mr. Anderson had done that. I mean, from what I understand, it was literally a few days before Mr. Rentz came on the network that he actually had found out. And, you know, it was kind of strange because they apparently in the timeline, I may be incorrect on this one, but apparently the timeline suggests that while I'm sitting in Mr. Anderson's office, he's dealing under the table to strike a deal with Jack Blood. Now, understand something here, folks. This is not sour grapeing. What I'm about to tell you is for good reasons, and you will understand as I explain this. Now, there were two key individuals. When you start a network, you've got to have two things. Well, actually, two things to start. You have to have an engineer, and this is the guy that comes in and puts all the components in and wires everything up. Chris Hansen was my engineer, not originally the engineer that was supposed to be here, but he stepped in and he did a very fine job for this network, and I'm eternally grateful for that. 2 months ago, actually 3 months ago, he quit the network with 1 week's notice, went to work for a guy up in Minnesota, and more on that. But I gave him a ride up there, which gave me the opportunity. I was going that way anyhow to go speak to Mr. Anderson. I was going that way anyhow, so took him up and dropped him off. Well, don't you know, folks, when you start a network, you need that engineer, but you also need something else. You need a way to fund your operations. And that means an inside sales guy. So Mr. Jack Blood was the guy. By the way, his real name is John Clayton, if there's any mystery out there. His real name's John. At any rate, I said, unless you're going to come down, if you're sure you're coming down here, I'm not going to start a network. I'm not going to do something that I'm going to be spinning my wheels and not doing it the way it should be done. And he said, absolutely, positively. Well, Jack Blood was hired as an employee to Republic Broadcasting Network, paid a weekly salary of $400 a week plus commissions, a 25% commission, by the way, which is good by any radio standard. His first week here, he sold $14,000 in advertising. I thought, man, this kid's something else. Good. We're going to be able to put this network together faster. He's also was hired to do affiliate relations. Well, after 1 week of being here, Mr. Blood decided that he wasn't going to do the job that he was hired to do, which led to some pretty contentious times here because my wife, not my secretary, the lady that answers the phone is actually my wife when you call the network. This put a lot of pressure on us. She is the finance person. She's the person that does the books. And I'll tell you how bad this got, and I have real empathy, not sympathy. Empathy is when you can empathize with somebody because they're going through something similar to what you are. Sympathy is when you just give condolences to somebody, but you've got no idea how they're really feeling. Well, empathy is the key word here. My wife doing the books, handling the finances, looking at what amount has to be paid to whom and on what date is bad enough in a startup operation. But it's doubly bad when the guy that starts the network now has to wear the hat of the guy that he hired. So this was a contentious little time here that was not exactly smooth running with Mr. John Clayton. So we do the Republican National Convention. of which Best Price Coins, by the way, put up a sizable chunk of money for Jack to do the DNC, and then the RNC, which, by the way, went totally sideways. And I'll get around to the Best Price issue here in a second. But during this convention, Jack and I are in the same room, and he expresses to me his remorse and his regret because he knows he hasn't been doing his job. Now, I was told when he comes down, when we come back from this little RNC convention thing, and it was a circus to begin with, that he's going to put his nose to the grindstone, and John, don't worry about it, everything is going to be okay. Now, with assurances from a person that demonstrates that he can do a job, you have a tendency to want to believe the guy, okay? Which is exactly what happened. Now, I'm not putting Jack Clayton on this broadcast. He can just wait. No, it's John Clayton. It's not Jack Clayton. It's John Clayton. At any rate, so the onus is square on my shoulders. So talk about being really contentious after that statement was made and admissions of guilt or innocence, however you want to view it. We come back to Texas, and it's the same old deal. Now, keep in mind that people that are listening to this broadcast right now that are witness to this entire thing, I'm not making any of this up, and I'm not sour graping. Yes, I am a little angry and a little upset because there was another talk show host on a relatively obscure radio station down here in Central Texas I seem to remember putting up on the national airwaves, giving him his national start. That's right. His name was Alex Jones. And the reason I mentioned Mr. Jones is because I have an eye and an ear, especially an ear for talent, and I knew this guy was loaded for bear and ready to go off. On the other hand, I'm dealing with a situation here, and it's not getting any better. Now, and I want you to understand how bad this really got, to the point that my wife and I are arguing. She's moving to Florida, and we're talking about who gets what pets. That's how bad it got. And a lot of this comes from the money situations. Now, after I get the rah-rah speech here, that I'm going to come back, put my nose to the grindstone, and I'm sorry, John, I failed you. I know that. I'm really going to do, I'm going to double my efforts when I get back. Nothing is done. I'm forced to chase the guy down at his house. And I told him, I called him earlier in the day, told him I was coming over that evening, and I wanted to talk to his family. It's not his wife, it's his girlfriend, Tony, and they have a newborn baby, which I understand that this is the second time this has happened, but that's more of a personal nature, and that's his business. But it falls into a pattern of what I'm seeing here. So upon arrival over there, he's got a friend or an acquaintance or whatever it is. He wasn't even going to let us in to talk to him. Well, we stood our ground until he sent his friend or his neighbor or whoever it was home. And we walked in to have a little talk because we want to find out what really Jack Blood is all about. What are your true intentions? And from what I heard that night, I'll tell you, folks, I do have a tendency to have a temper, but generally not for no good reason at all. In other words, you rub me the wrong way and you rub me hard enough, I'm going to respond and react to you. Now, I kept my cool during this whole dialogue and this whole conversation, asking him, what do you intend on doing? I have to know. I've got a network to run. What are your intentions? Well, I wasn't prepared for what I got back. First off, you're here to fire me? Just go ahead and fire me. I said, no, I'm not here to fire you. I just told you the reason why I'm here, to ask you what your true intentions are regarding this network. And I said, Jack, there's many other options here that you can do. One of which, if it's more conducive and comfortable to you, is just drop back, relieve yourself of the responsibilities here, of all this pressure that you feel, and I'm sure the guilt that you're feeling for not performing what you said you were going to do in the first place. Now, you can drop back, just do a show, work on your website, do your book, whatever the case may be. The network is here at your disposal, any computers. Of course, you can come in, do the show out of the studios, anything that you want to do. And by some people, I was called stupid for even offering that. So the following day, came into the office. 5 minutes later, he's walking back out of the office happy as a clam. He repeated back to me everything that I told him the night before. This is what I want to do. I just want to do a show, work on my website, and do my book. And I went, oh, geez, I've heard this before. But okay, buddy, you've got it. And it was shortly after that that the duplicitous one set out to go to another network. Now, as I said on an earlier program, that I am not a person that is jealous of anybody's success. I plucked somebody from a relatively obscure radio station in Providence, Rhode Island. Relatively unknown. The man comes to the network, we give him all the support necessary. He builds a show, and then he decides that he doesn't want to do this anymore. Now, I knew Jack was conflicted. I was sitting in here in this very studio last week before his program just to chit-chat and ask Jack how he's doing. He said, you know, things aren't moving fast enough for me. You know, I'm getting really, I think he used the term edgy, if I'm not mistaken. And I said, well, Jack, why do you feel that way? Have you seen the charts and the graphs? We're tracking what this network is doing, and we are on a 45-degree incline straight up. Not we're having a good month and it dips a little bit and then comes. No, we are on a 45-degree incline in listenership to this network, and with good reason, because of the quality of the programming, the truthfulness, the honesty, and the integrity. Remember about a month ago I used the term integrity, and I've asked people to think about that term? Well, I was told by Mr. Clayton at that time that I don't know if I fit on this network. You know, this is a Christian network. And I said, Jack, I don't think everybody on this network is exactly a Christian, and I've got no problem with your show. Just relax and just do your show. He should have told me at that moment that he had plans on leaving the network, but he didn't do it. We'll be right back. Which leads me up to this. This is the message that I have from John Clayton that was emailed to me on Sunday afternoon while we're at the gathering over at the Fajita Warehouse, Jack McLam and John Moore. This is what I got. Dear John, by now you've heard the news. I'll no longer be broadcasting on RBN. I had planned on meeting with you Monday to discuss this in person, but I hear the info was leaked before I could do that. The purpose of this letter is to both officially tender my resignation and to clear the air so there are no misunderstandings. I am grateful for the opportunity to be a part of history in helping to launch and grow RBN. I came here to do just that and feel confident that my work has helped the network get off to a quick start. We had several opportunities while at WARL, thanks to some great work and better timing. I chose to work with you because I believed in your mission, I believed in and respect you. From the day you were released from GCN, I had your back and I would continue to do so. I don't know what that means. The producer here at the network was at my house, and we were doing the show live into WWCR. After, by the way, Genesis Communications canned me, and that was the network that I had founded. I won't detail a list of grievances or complain generally about your leadership or management style. It's not for me to criticize, even though that he just did so. It comes down to the fact that I was fired from RBN and ceased being your employee. I then became an employee of Deadline Productions. I have to do what is best for my company and take a realistic opportunities that present themselves while doing what is best for my career and my family. I have no doubt that you would do the same. As you have said many times, no one is expendable at RBN. If I was hurting or holding back your company, I would have to come to terms with being replaced. Duplicitous and lies. He was not fired from Republic Broadcasting Network. He chose one of the options that I gave him. A, to be continuing to be an employee of this network to perform his job, or the other option was to just drop back and do his program. He was not, and I repeat, not fired from this network. And by the way, no one is expendable at RBN. No, in a room, which everybody that is at this network presently was in on that meeting, my statement to the crew here, and this included myself, I said, everybody is expendable at this network. And by that I meant, and they had a full understanding of what I meant by that, that if they do not do their jobs, if they don't put their job in the interest of this network first and foremost, that they were not going to be here, whether they were a talk show host, whether they worked at this network, or whatever the case might be. And ladies and gentlemen, I included myself in that also. I'll continue with Mr. Clayton's letter. I have therefore decided to take an offer received from Genesis, which will include the support and infrastructure we need to grow and succeed. This includes, as you know, satellites, affiliate relations, and ready-made AM stations who might take my show. It just comes down to what advertisers will buy, and they want licensed radio affiliates and ratings. I'd be foolish to turn this down even if things were happy and positive at RBN. And I will remind people that we were happy and positive here except for one exception. The day-to-day running operations, sometimes it's strainful, it's stressful, but the major problem that was created is by the author of this very letter. I will continue. In a perfect world, I would hope that you would be happy for us, that we can part friends and even help each other make things better in Texas. We still have a common enemy, and I only want to say good things about you and the RBN family. I hope you will see fit to do the same. The reason I am doing this, ladies and gentlemen, is for rumor damage control. You know how vicious this can get. Oh, I can just hear it now. Stattmiller's popped the cork. He's firing all his talk show hosts. No. This is to clear the air and to give you a better understanding. And as I said at the top of this broadcast, whether you want to decide to keep carrying this guy. As a friend of mine and a true, real clinical psychologist, he said the guy is not a psychopath, he's a sociopath. You know what the true meaning and definition of a sociopath is, ladies and gentlemen? That everything is okay in their eyes. They can do and say anything that they want to. The only time that there becomes a problem is when they get caught. That's when there's a conflict. But up until that point, there is none. And if you want a true definition of a sociopath, I am describing John Clayton. So he hopes that I say flowery and nice things about Jack Blood. Well, I'm sorry, Jack. I know you're listening to this broadcast today, and quite frankly, my friend, at this point in time, I don't have a whole lot of nice things to say about you because you've never really shown me anything that was quite nice enough to even repeat and to say, attaboy, Jack. He goes on to say, I was going on Genesis effective immediately. I meant to give you 2 weeks' notice, but again, someone had intervened, and it seems now that it will be impossible to come back there. Actually, how this was going down on an Internet TV service, the announcement was going to be made tomorrow, not on this network. He finishes by saying, I can't tell you how much I've learned from you, and I can assure you that this is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. Not if you're a lying sack of sociopathic crap. It's not hard at all. I attempted to come to you after New Year's to straighten things out and perhaps get a contract at RBN. I never did get that meeting. He never asked for that meeting. I'm here every single day, folks. Don't know now if you would have accepted my terms, but as you were very upset with me around that time, I cannot say that I shouldn't have been too optimistic that we could have saved the situation. Well, the reason I was upset with Mr. Blood is that he stole from this network. I'll explain that right after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're almost through this, folks. Well, yes, I was upset with Jack Blood around that period of time because I discovered what he did with one of the accounts that was the network account. He basically took that for his own program. Now, keep this in its proper perspective and timeline. The guy that's hired to do inside sales, which proves that he can do it, but never lifted a finger after the first week he was down here. We ended up paying him more money a month than he was actually bringing into this network. Yeah, I would say that would probably cause a few sticky and contentious moments, don't you think? Because the onus then was on me, aside from doing everything else in this network, making sure everything is done, trying to search out, find talk show host, work out the little details that, and it's in the details, folks, for anything. To do all of this and not to have the help. I mean, this is like a slap in the face to me because I don't like people that are duplicitous. I don't like people that lie to me. That he wishes me the best, and he won't say anything bad about me. Well, how can he say anything bad about me? What he's afraid of doing exactly what I'm doing today. And I'll get to the point for all of this here in a few minutes. He closes out by saying, whatever happens, I will, again, never say anything bad about RBN or yourself. I just want to wish you luck in whatever you do and urge you to reach for and obtain peace and love in your life. If there is anything I can ever do to help, I hope you know that I'm here for you with love and respect, Jack Blood. Well, you should have thought about that before, pal. I guess he'll help me with anything that doesn't cost him anything or doesn't involve any work. He'd be happy to help me. Now, that he hopes he obtain peace and love. I almost lost the love of my life here, folks. That was my wife. As I said earlier, it was so intense that she was moving to Florida and we were talking about which pets were going to go where. And I say that because I know a lot of you out there have problems within your own families. It's either the wife that is paying attention and pulling on the trousers of the husband going, are you hearing this? Aren't you going to do anything about it? Or the opposite. But the woman doesn't want to hear anything about it. She's all peace, love, and whatever. And the husband's going, come on, baby. You got to get with the program. Do you hear what's going on? So I understand. Trust me. I understand contentions that go on between spouses, husbands and wives. I'll give you an example. John Trockman's wife of Carolyn Trockman, very nice lady, 18 years, they're getting divorced. Pressure, folks. I've got Sandra here. Slide on up there. Is anything that I just said on this program, because you were witness to all of this. Now, was there anything that I just said that was either exaggerated, not the truth, or just an embellishment?
No, absolutely everything, just as he described it, is the truth. I was there for most of it. Going over to Jack's house, I saw a lot that went on here at the network. And you're absolutely correct, John.
Well, I don't want to do this, but I want people to understand. Now, keep in mind that there were people that, all kinds of people that helped bringing Jack Blood from WARL down here to pay for the moving expenses, to put a deposit on the apartment that they're in presently.
Transportation.
The network bought him a car, ladies and gentlemen, because I wasn't at one point in time, it wasn't about John Clayton or Jack Blood anymore. It was about his girlfriend, Tony, and the newborn baby that they had. Try being a young mother, get in a sticky situation, you have no transportation. He was supposed to repay us for that car, and I just, 3 weeks ago, I just told him, Jack, forget it. Just go ahead. Just don't worry about paying the money back to the network for the car.
Mm-hmm. He said, boy, does that take a lot of pressure off me, John.
Well, it seems that that Mr. Blood puts a lot of pressure on himself, and this is unfortunate. But, you know, folks, I've got an ear for talent. Just as I plucked Alex Jones out of Austin area. He was actually doing a show on KGFK on Saturdays, I do believe, and we picked him up and put him on the network. And consequently, because of his actions down here, going against Bill Clinton and helping rebuild the Waco church, he got fired from KGFK, which went then to rock and roll, and now it's the biggest Spanish-speaking station in Texas. But aside from all of that, I knew that Alex was going to be somebody that was going to go someplace. And Jack Blood also displayed some of those same things, except for one thing. Now, here's the difference. Dear Jack used to close out his show, and this is what I said, and you were sitting there, Sandra, at that apartment that night. I said, Jack, you always close out your show by saying, be bold and good things will happen to you. I said, You left something out. Be bold, work hard, and good things will happen to you. I mean, take a look at Alex Jones, folks. You got a workaholic here. This guy, he didn't even do a radio show today because he's producing a new film. Jack had said many times, I'm patterning myself after Alex Jones. He's my hero. And I was just astonished by that, because how in the name of God's green earth can you ever be a success in this life if you're not willing to work? You're going to ride on the coattails of other people's opportunities. Sandra, when I read this, you know, I have therefore decided to take an offer received from Genesis, which will include the support and infrastructure we need to grow and succeed. This includes, as you know, satellites, affiliate relations, which he was supposed to be doing, mm-hmm. our ready-made AM stations who might take my show. It just comes down to what advertisers will buy, and they want licensed radio affiliates and ratings. I'd be foolish to turn this down even if things were happy and positive at RBN. The exact reason, I am truly surprised that he even had the audacity to even put this in an email and send it over to me. Mm-hmm. Now, I want folks, while I've got Sandra in here, I want folks to understand, how do you adequately explain, unless somebody could just jump right into your body here and know what you know, the pressure that we have been under starting this network?
It's indescribable. It's indescribable. Think of going to sleep every night, waking up the next morning going, okay, what day is it today? Okay, we have 1 week to pay this bill. Okay, we have this responsibility. We need to do this. We need to do that. The pressure is very, very, very much on your shoulders.
Well, and also, when when married people work together.
I'll tell you what, John, what's terrible is when you take two steps forward and the least expected thing happens, and somebody just kicks you in the shins, you know? Go three steps back.
Yeah, and you don't want to even say owl because you're afraid something else is going to happen. But, I mean, it's true, Sandra, and this is by no means an excuse or whatever, but we were ready to divorce.
It was pretty intense. But you know I love you, and that would never happen.
Thanks. Thanks.
There's only one John Statmiller.
Well, I wanted you to know this, folks, because, you know, Jack describing that he wants to be like Alex and this, that, and the other, you know, the real kicker to this is, and the real insult to injury, is not only was I thrown off the network that I founded, and this guy was, and here's the really ironic thing to this, in spite of what he was doing, we continued to grow this network. We've got a gal in here that's retired, Susan Marr. She's handling our sales.
Susan's wonderful.
She is a genuine human being.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't have the sales experience that Jack did. And she's in here every single day. It's just now starting to pay off a little bit for her. Mm-hmm. But how long has she been here?
She's been here a few months, yeah.
Months. With next to nothing. She doesn't get paid. She doesn't get a draw every week.
But she works hard, and she's dedicated, and she believes in what we're doing.
And would never, ever do anything to the contrary. But the thing that really gets me about this is to go over to the network that threw me off, that I had founded, and the guy that came in here, and as I'm building this network up,
and building Jack Blood up,
decides that, well, there's my meal ticket. I guess this is pretty much exhausted. I'm going to go over to the other network that's got more satellites.
Like I said, three steps back. I mean, I just can't believe it. It's incredible how some people treat you.
Well, and you know
and
what?
And I've seen this happen to John time and time again. It's just unbelievable.
Well, I said to our friends here this past weekend, I said, you know, I will accept the responsibility and the heat for what I am doing. Because, folks, I mean, people have said to me over the years, you know, John, you got a lot of guts. I don't know if I'd be able to do what you do. To make a format that gives people the opportunity, talk show hosts, to present their viewpoints and the facts and the information that you hear. But I just find it incredible that once you're used up, and here was the thing that really got me. I mean, I'm serious. This is not hype. This is not, you know, for potential advertisers out there. We are on a 45-degree incline since the day we opened up this network, which is explosive growth. And something somebody said to me the other day was, before, with the low-power FM nets, that down here they were scrambling for programming. They put up First Amendment radio or maybe a show off of truth or whatever. But somebody said something to me the other day and said to me that, well, look, well, now we have choices of more programming. Well, why did that happen? Genesis was dumb enough to keep Michael Trudeau around Genesis Network to help destroy that thing for as long as they did. Turn around and decide that, well, maybe we should bring a little bit more patriot programming because there's a new network there that's kicking our butt,
yeah.
Eating their
competition
lunch.
Competition can be good.
Competition, here's the point I was going to make. Competition is a good thing. It gives you a better product.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I don't like about this deal. That we got a guy that's starting here Monday that people have heard on this network, Robbie Noel, but he won't be heard on a local FM net down here. We're going to have the guy that actually, not intentionally, through his own stupidity and his own greed and his own laziness, this guy goes on the air in Texas where I have Robbie Noel that's helping me start the gold and silver business, which is going to fund this network, is not heard down here. That's an insult that I can't handle. That's a kick in the face that I can't deal with. Up until the point I was almost going to ask, and I talked to a few people today, and I will not mention names, but if I mention them, oh, yeah, I know who that guy is, said that, look, you don't want to cut your nose off to spite your face.
Right.
But now we got 5 hours, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning and ending at 4 o'clock. That's 5 hours that are not RBN. And here is the network that's driving everybody else to do a better job, and we get cut off.
And it's a network you started.
Welcome to Texas.
Go figure, like I said.
Go figure. I'll tell you what, we've got some callers here and one guy on a cell. Sandra, I know that I didn't necessarily have to drag you in here kicking and screaming, but you don't like doing this. Your deal is putting not a microphone in your face, but a mouthpiece to the phone.
Right.
But I appreciate you coming in, and I just want you folks to know, and I started to say this, that this is not complaint, this is not to garner sympathy or anything else, folks. I will accept the heat that this position demands, and I will stand up with it. I will stand up for it. I will do what I have to do to make this network the best in the country, which I already think that it is. There are some other networks out there that have a few good shows here and there, but not the lineup that we have on this network.
And we'll grow, we'll continue.
And you know, how much further, here's another thought, how much further would down the road would we be right now, Sandra?
If we had the help and cooperation of other people.
And I had seen you night after sleepless night. I mean, you used to come in here sometimes looking like Rory the Raccoon.
I know. And
I love you very much, but I'll tell you what, some days I couldn't stand to be around you. And vice versa. That's how intense it got to be, folks. And that's a heck of a thing, because not only are you dealing with your wife, you're dealing with your business manager, your CPA, your check writer, your everything. And it's like, holy mackerel.
Why do you want the bad news now or later, John?
Yeah, well, what? You told me today, since I'm dealing with this subject matter that I didn't need right now, that, let me see, we've got 8 days to come up for to come up with $10,000.
Around that amount.
Get out of the broadcast booth. Go check that checkbook again. Thank you, honey.
Thank you, listeners.
Jim in Texas on a cell. Hello, Jim.
Hey, John. I call in a lot. I just wanted to say God bless you and Sandra both. I have no clue what you're doing. My parents were in business for themselves, and I'll never do it because you buy a job when you do it. I wanted to say about Mr. Clayton that he always professed he was not a Christian, and he has shown true. He has not shown a single Christian value. He has worked against you, and he may have been working in collusion with Genesis for longer than we know. And we are to bless our persecutors as Christians.
Well, and you know, I don't hate the guy. And somebody asked me the other day, well, if you knew this about Jack, why did you keep him around? Because I described it as kind of like an airport beacon. You know, you're driving down a highway at night, and it's dark, and you see a flash out of the corner of your eye, and you look over, you don't see anything, and then you see the flash again, you know, the little green light, and then the other side, the beacon has the white light. I had seen flashes of brilliance come out of this guy, but I also knew that he was dealing with some issues, and to be fair to Jack, I mean, he didn't exactly have a rosy childhood, but you know what? A man that's 41 years old, that now has a girlfriend and a new baby, it's time to buckle down. I wanted Jack to grow up. And if Jack would have come to me and said, look, I struck another deal with another network. I'm sorry, John. I just feel I have to do this. Jack would have been on this network to the day he went to the other network. I would not have cut him off. I will hold no man back if he thinks he's going to do better. Now, here's the thing. He thinks he's going to do better on the other network. We had a producer down here, and I already know they're not going to be able to produce the show at Genesis that we were producing here for him. So he doesn't have a very rosy start here on a new network. So, well, you know, and I feel bad for the guy, but I was hoping that Jack would fill out those shoes in which he was standing in. That's what that was my hope. I wanted this guy to be a success, just like Alex Jones has been and continue to be. And you've heard me before when people call in to criticize Alex for his delivery style, or, you know, sometimes he can be a little abrasive or short with people. Look, that's Alex. And I would say stop right there, because I'd much rather have 100 or 1,000 Alex Joneses out there speaking the truth, for God's sakes, rather than some neocon that says jail the people that are against the government.
I agree wholeheartedly. But he has wronged you, and as a Christian, you're supposed to bless your persecutors. But I have always thought Jack was a little vain from his bumper music, his intros, and autographed posters and stuff, personally.
Well, and you know what? I mean, that was part of his shtick that he was creating, you know, and a lot of guys will do that. But, you know, it's not flash. It's character, and it's substance. I think I surprised Jack one day, and he looked at me, and he was mentioning somebody, and goes, boy, that guy's a class act. I looked at him, I said, what does that mean? I said, if somebody has class, that class is coming out of them because they have character. And if it is an act, it's all show and no go. There's no substance there. Substance, it's just an act. He did not realize that. And I was hoping that Mr. Blood was going to grow into the man that he really wanted to be. And I didn't ask him to adopt the Christian principles. But, you know, abide and treat fairly. Do the right thing. You know, that Holly Bible thing that you brought up, that's right, the Ten Commandments and how we should deal with each other. That's a wonderful way to look at things. And that's a model that should be followed. You know, if you don't believe in God, okay, leave the God thing out, but just look at, I had an atheist, a stone-cold atheist, tell me one day, well, you know, I think the Ten Commandments is a great way for society to structure itself. Well, thank you very much. It's amazing. Hey, look, Jim, I appreciate your call.
Take care. God bless.
Thank you. Julius in Arizona. Hello, Julius. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Listen, I just want to say thank you to everyone at RBN. And I've been self-employed and had a lot of employees over the years, run a few different businesses. And it is tough. I don't care who you are. I don't care whether you have one employee or 100 employees. It's a challenge. And, you know, you need to attract the right people, but you know what? Don't worry about the fact that the Texas micros are maybe shifting away from you for part of the day. You've got the whole United States and Canada, you know, that's able to pull in RBN, and you got to just look at that big picture, and I know it's upsetting what's happened to y'all, but it's going to get better.
Well,
and you have my support, and there's going to be a couple more micros come up here in Arizona real quick.
All right. Well, I appreciate
that. Don't worry
that,
about
Lewis.
It. It's going to get better.
I appreciate that support very much. And you know what? Here's my overriding message for this whole deal. If we are not to hold ourselves to a higher standard, nobody's perfect. Nobody's asking perfection out of people. But at least what people have to deal with each other is with honesty and integrity. Those are two important ingredients in any relationship. I don't care if it's a marriage. I don't care if it's a host on a network. I don't care if it's a network owner or whatever the case may be. Honesty and integrity. Integrity is very hard to earn. Once earned, you lose it. It's very, very hard to get back.
Yeah, and I have a confession to make. Are you still there?
Yes.
It was hard for me to learn as an employer and have employees and, you know, have that relationship, you know, on the job and sometimes off the job. It was real, real hard at times to draw the line as to, well, how much do I help this guy out? And I since learned the only right way to do it is if you're on your own time and you want to help somebody out, fine. But I've learned over the years, I've bought people cars. I've made all the mistakes you made. And didn't learn until I got kicked hard up the side of the head a few times. You just have to treat everybody on their own merits, and you have to set a limit before you start with each person. And instead of keep asking yourself on the tail end each time, well, you know, I don't have to repeat all the stuff you just said.
Right.
I think you know where I'm coming from.
No, I understand. I understand perfectly. But what I was doing, what I viewed this as, was making an investment. Okay. I was helping somebody, and I said to a friend of mine, a real good friend, and I love them dearly. That you know, the older I get, you know, we've got a mission, and we're not even part of the way there yet. We're building the infrastructure. We're moving in that direction. We're gathering people up. We're disseminating the information. They're able to judge for themselves, do their own research to prove us correct. We always tell people, look, don't take my word for it, folks. Check me out here. I have very few people have ever challenged me over the years. But here's the point, that we are just building the infrastructure to inform people. Once that happens, that's when the real work starts. But to break through that paradigm that people find themselves in out there is just amazing. Look, I got to run here, Julius.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Roger in Pennsylvania, I've got loaded phone lines here, and coming up next hour, maybe we can steal a couple of minutes out of the next hour. I've got Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani from Wing TV coming up in the next hour. So let's roll the phone calls. Roger, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Yeah.
A couple items there. That was obviously the Blood / Clayton's letter. It had elements of his style and whatnot.
Well, no, it was a letter that was sent to me.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm just saying, as you were reading, it was obviously his writing. But I've yet to hear anyone simultaneously in the same document state that they were both fired and that it was a letter of resignation.
Well, this is
obviously inconsistent.
Well, it's inconsistent right from the start here that he was not fired from this network. He was given several options. He was the door was open to come back in and to do the job that he was hired to do, but he chose not to do it.
Now, you get these executives and whatnot are asked to submit their resignations, but they're not fired.
No, I didn't. As a matter of fact, I didn't even officially fire Jack Blood or terminate his services on this network, because he had no intention, until he was ready to transition over to GCN, he had no intention of telling me that. So that was interesting. Roger, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Jim in Kansas. Hello, Jimmy.
It's Tim in Kansas City, but hello.
Oh, sorry.
Just to let you know, one of the whole reasons that I found RBN was because of following Alex Jones after after his show ended and Jack Blood came on. That is how I ran into you, and I've seen how you used to work for GCN, right?
Yeah, I was never paid by them. I was just an independent guy that I was grandfathered in and granted 2 hours on that network. I guess out of either respect or sympathy, because I was the one that founded their network.
Well, I'm still not understanding the issues. I mean, we're all fighting the same battle here.
Yeah. Ah, but here's the thing. Here's my point here, though.
Mm-hmm.
My point is that we've got to do this, and we've got to do this with more honesty and integrity. Otherwise, why go through all the gyrations and all the strenuous stuff when you can join the other side and they pay better?
Well, what's up with me. I mean, I'm in these chat rooms in American Sovereign Patriots, mm-hmm. listening to you guys, doing all kinds of research on my own, and I run into a lot of people who want to argue over little bitty details and the slight opinion differences whenever we're looking at the source material. I mean, heck, we got this administration wanting to put up everybody had everything to do with Iran-Contra and opium, you know.
Right.
We got some issues here. I just don't understand what's the issue with GCN.
I don't know. Is there an issue in your mind with Genesis?
I don't know. I've seen it about a year or so ago that you're saying they were messing around, too, that you're trying to get some simulcasting going and stuff like that.
No, actually, what I had said, and I think this might have what you have heard, what I did was offer 3 years ago to do a network inside of a network, because I saw where Genesis was going,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to alleviate the responsibility of them with this Patriot programming, so they could do more mainstream stuff.
Yeah, and they're also pushing all the herbals and all that stuff, too.
There you go.
Jesse Power are doing that.
Hey,
but
Tim.
Like I said, the whole reason I found you is because of Alex and Jack, and I'm going to continue listening to you. I just hope you guys can work it out and work together. You know?
Well, and you know what? But I can't lay down with dogs because I get fleas. Either we got to be better in what we do, or we just join the other side. What's the point? Thanks for your call.
The American dreams has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong.
Great, folks. We're back. And I'll tell you what, we've got waiting in the wings Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani from Wing TV. And if they'll just hold on 1 second, I want to clear these phone calls out so we can just get in, end that segment, and get into 9/11 on Trial, the World Trade Center Collapse, outstanding book. And we'll talk to these fine folks in just a few minutes. Hank in Texas, thanks for holding, Hank.
Yeah, hello, John. Listen, I want to tell you, you've done a great thing there, and I wish you the best. I wish Jack the best. We've got a big thing to do to educate folks, and you know, people do things. Sometimes they make mistakes, and I just say forget it and move on with your mission.
Well, we have no choice, but you got to understand something, and this is the honest God's truth. I'm not embellishing. I'm not lying. Jack actually said to my wife, I would sell out if the price was right. And she was astonished by that statement. She looked at him and said, my husband never would. Here's my point. Here's what happens to people when they have their mettle tested. When things are the darkest or things are the worst, that's when you start to see people's true character. And the point of it is, that why be like mainstream? Get up and you got the gift of gab and you got the glitz and the glamour and the blah, 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 and da-da-da, but there's nothing behind it. We have got to field better people out there. We are trying to, Hank, trying to demonstrate a better way of doing things. Like, remember, like we used to do. We used to deal with people honestly and forthright. You know, there weren't contracts. It was a meeting of the eyes and a shaking of the hand. Either we do this and demand that of ourselves, or as I said earlier, just sell out and take the paycheck because they pay better.
Well, you're right, but we can't control other people's behavior.
No,
and so the best thing to do is, all right, that's an event that occurred, and now let's move on. And you know, I get very concerned if people in the Patriot movement are arguing with each other over what is right. And so I'd say...
No, generally, Hank, it's tactics. Generally, the argument is over tactics, not to what's right or wrong. We can all agree probably 95 to 98% of what's right and what's wrong. It's the problem comes in is when the tactics, they don't agree with a person's tactic. And they'll,
right.
And they'll butcher each other and scratch each other's eyes out over it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I find. And I'll give you an example. Republic of Texas down here. You guys had a fine organization down here. Where is it at now? People got in there and literally destroyed it. Thanks for your call, Hank. I appreciate it very much.
Okay.
Katie in Texas. Hello, Katie.
Hi.
Hi.
Today, Jack did not slander your show or your network.
No, he didn't tell the truth either.
And I started listening to him back when he was in Providence, and Jack was already an established radio host and very popular.
At WARL on a 5,000-watt station,
no, I started listening to your network because of Jack, and I know a lot of other people who have.
Right.
And I also have questions about you and, like, not letting all the truth out by censoring your hosts, and why is Joyce Riley banned from your show?
Because Joyce Riley is one of those other sociopaths that I talked about.
Why? Okay, but how can you say a political radio host is a sociopath? They obviously do not think everything is perfect. They obviously are not happy with
everything.
No,
I'm talking, dear, I'm talking about stuff that I will not divulge, personal information that I know that would ban that person. There's only two people that are banned on this network, Bo Greitz and Joyce Riley. So what does that tell you? Thanks for your call, Katie. Continue listening. By the way, Jack's over at GCN. Dial in the coordinates. Clay and Sam, I'll take your calls real quickly, and we'll get to Victor and Lisa.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, I'm going to clear these calls out. Please, folks, be brief in your questions or your comments. And I want to bring up Victor and Lisa Giuliani from Wing Television. Clay in New Mexico. Hello, Clay.
Good afternoon, Mr. Stadtmiller.
How you doing?
I'm doing real good. I'm a little bit sorry about the way things sound today.
Yeah, but you know what? If he's got the sense that I think that he does, he's not going to make these mistakes again. And I hope that he does not. I wish him well. I really do.
Well, I believe that. It's a live and learn kind of a situation, and I think Robbie was right saying this is kind of a heck of a way for you to start a Monday, but...
ain't it, though?
I'm one of those guys that occasionally you mention, wish you could round them all up. Maybe I'm an attorney at Albuquerque, and I know I don't quite totally understand where you're going with the organization that you're putting together, but I commend you for what it is that you're doing, and I am interested in the things that you talk about continually, because I'm in trying to study as much of it as I can. It's like getting kicked in the gut quite a bit, but
it hurts, doesn't it? And once you get over that, I mean, you go through that, what I call that 16-pound sled syndrome. What it is that you see the stars. It's like somebody whacks you over the head with a 16-pound sledge. You see the stars. It almost knocks you out. You recoup. You get angry. You get depressed. You get, you know, you run the whole gamut of emotions. But at the end of the day, you're still back exactly where you started, and the problems are still in front of you.
They are, and I'm a little bit at the angry point, and it's been, I tend to study things too long. But at any rate, the reason that I called was to tell you that if there's something that I could do here in New Mexico, if you're looking at New Mexico stations, I have no knowledge about FCC rules or laws or anything like that. I do basically auto wrecks, but I could, if you needed some help, I'd be happy to help you here in New Mexico with some things or contract things or whatever.
Clay, I appreciate that. I'll tell you what, give me a call at a later date into the network. We're here from, 9 o'clock in the morning until 6, 7 at night. So just give us a call when things quiet down a little bit, and I appreciate your support and your help, and keep listening.
Yeah, I'll look forward to listening to your network.
All righty. Thank you, sir. And keep educating. Folks, the only thing that this whole thing is about is to get the message out there to people like Clay, to new listeners who are out there, so they can have the facts and make up their own mind in what direction this country needs to go in. But we have to do it with absolute honesty and integrity. And by the way, Katie dear, slander slander is when you lie about somebody. and any attorney can tell you that. Sam in West Virginia. Hello, Sam.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hey, reason I called, I just wanted to, I started listening to you back when you were on Genesis.
Yeah.
And, of course, you and Alex did the radio show on Saturday. Boy, I really enjoyed that.
Real Talk Radio. We did that for over a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was listening to the radio today. I'm fortunate enough I get to listen to the radio while I'm at work. I listen to shortwave here.
Uh-huh.
And I heard Jack come on, and he said Genesis. And I thought, what?
Mm.
And, of course, I called Sandra afterward, and she told me what happened. But anyway, how many hours is Robbie going to be working now?
Well, I won't tell you what the man told me during a break during one of these shows last week, but he sat in for me for a couple of weeks until, you know, I had some things to do with the network and trying to drop back and, you know, get my psyche together here and move forward. And, you know, and while I'm doing that, all this other stuff is going on. So he's been a gracious man.
Reason I say that, I want you to be able to hear this real quick.
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
I can hear that.
Okay, that's a $100 bill.
All right.
I'm going to be sending you that because I think he deserves a raise.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to challenge everyone out there listening, because Mr. Stadtmiller and Mr. Noel and Sandra there and all the other hosts on this network, folks, they're not getting rich. They're not driving Lexuses.
Oh, boy.
They don't wear Rolexes. And I'm sure, John, you probably start work probably, about 6, 7 o'clock in the morning?
No, actually, I don't roll in here until about 9:30 or 10-ish. I'm here, of course, I do the show, and then I'm here after that.
Well, I know I've called you on Saturdays, and you've been there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I know you're putting the hours in.
Oh, Like I said, be bold and work hard and good things will happen. Nothing ever good comes out of anything that you're not willing to put the time and the work into.
Well, I can't do what you're doing, so I'm going to do what I can, which is send you some support.
All right.
And I think all your listeners need to be doing that. They need to send you support because you do us a great service. You have the difference between your show and a lot of different shows, and Alex does a good show, but you actually bring answers. You bring people in your network that have answers of what you can do. The main one I think of is Desi and Ralph and Dr. Dietz. And these people are out trying to make a difference. I don't see that elsewhere.
Well, and that's what it's come down to, because people have expressed that frustration, and I'm sure Victor and Lisa will back me on this one, that this is not an easy task. We are, with very limited budgets and very little time, we are actually going out there and successfully turning people's heads. We're changing their minds by presenting the facts and the evidence and pleading with them, my God, help us do something here.
Yeah.
It is working. But that's only the first phase of the informational war, or the war against these tyrants.
Well, I tell you, if we don't keep you strong, you're stating that we're strong. And I'm not going to say that Genesis doesn't need to be doing it. They need to be doing it also, as far as that goes, because where you're not, they are, I'm sure.
Well, and you know what? The funny thing about this is that, my meeting with Ted Anderson up there, I offered, since they started that network, they dumped some $2.5 million into it, and what they didn't really ever understand was the listeners out there that we grew. I mean, we'd been around for a while, and they never understood really their audience out there, and then to flip the format the way they did, and then finally to get rid of the guy that was responsible for most of that stuff. I mean, they're actually trying to make an attempt to flip the format back a little bit.
Yeah,
but I'm sorry in some of their choices that they're making, but you know that's their bailiwick, that's their gig,
right?
And you know we're competing for listeners out there. This is true, but I'll tell you what competition does.
I can tell you most of the program on your network, there is no competition as I'm concerned.
Well,
there's a couple of shows that I listen to on Genesis, actually two, which is Alex's and Brother Butch's.
Right, Butch Paul, yeah.
Yeah, and. But other than that, that's about it. I mean, I can't say I don't listen to the Power Hour Time, but those two I listen to. And yours, when you don't have your show, I just about go nuts because, I mean, I really can feel and relate to what you talk about.
Well, and I'm trying to keep the voice of reason and sanity, but I've got to stay sane myself. Hey, Sam, thanks for your call.
Hey, you're welcome.
And I appreciate that pledge for $100. Folks, if anybody else wants to do that today, hey, it's President's Day. I know it's a holiday. You're probably out there doing nothing right now except listening to the show. Give us a call, 800-724-2719. Make a donation or just call up and say, hey, thank you. But it's not me, folks. You know, I just put the wiring and all this stuff together, and I do a show on this network, and I'm trying to hold it all together with spit and baling wire and Band-Aids. We're doing well. We've kicked everybody else's butt out there on the ratings and all alternative medias, all other networks. And we're not going to stop. Competition forces other people to produce a better product. Never forget that. Jerry in South Carolina, then we'll go to Victor and Lisa. Jerry, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good.
My name is Jerry, and I was I used to listen to you on the WC. What is it? The WCN? Network?
GCN.
GCN. I'm sorry, GCN. I apologize. And that's been a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to listen to you all the time. And then all of a sudden you just disappeared. And then I found out the reason.
I was disappeared. I was disappeared.
And I found out listening today. To tell you the truth, I was looking for a Jack Blood show in the archives today, and I said, wow, the show's not there. And something told me, says, well, go to the live feed. So I went to the live feed, and
Robbie Noel was there.
No, you were there.
Oh, okay.
And you were talking about Jack Blood, and I says, wow, what's going on?
That's the only reason I did that is because listeners have a tendency for the new talk show host to come in to beat him up. And I wanted to give an explanation because that's going to be his time slot starting Monday.
Right. And so I found out what had happened. And unfortunately, exactly what you said, he has a world of talent, but unfortunately things didn't work out between the two of you. And I hope the best for you and for Jack.
I do. And I sincerely do because I'll tell you what, he calls himself a radio gun. And he needs to make sure that he is around for a number of years.
Right.
You know, so lessons to be learned. Out of every situation, there is always a positive and a bright side, and I hope people will pay attention to that and adhere to it.
Right. And like I said, I wish the best for your network, and I wish the best for Jack, and because, like you said, he has a world of talent and just needs to apply it in hard work. And but what happened was I used to listen to GCN, and the reason I started listening to that network was because of Alex Jones. I didn't even know Alex Jones had started with you.
Yeah.
And they had a really good lineup a few years ago, and I used to work third shift, and I could listen during the daytime.
Right.
But then my shift changed. Well, anyway, I couldn't listen to him in the way I used to in the network, and then all of a sudden when I did get a chance to listen to it, they didn't have the lineup that they used to have. And his show was probably the only one that I would spend any time to listen to.
I understand. I'll tell you what, do me a favor, Paul Martin, let's cut this break because I want to be fair to Lisa and Victor, and we'll make up these minutes that we just stole from their hour here. Jerry, thank you, my friend.
I just wanted to let you know real quick that I listen to your network all the time now.
All right, we'll keep listening, and we'll keep doing our end of the bargain over here. You just keep up your end. Thanks, I appreciate your call. All right, we're going to blow off the rest of the breaks for this hour. I want to clean that up beforehand, but it was important, folks. I mean, come on. You know, if we can't be better soldiers, how do we ever expect to defeat the enemy? If you want to look at this in military terms, all right, it takes. Takes a lot. It takes a lot of courage, a lot of guts. You have to be steadfast. You can't vacillate, and you can't wander, and you can't just, you know, it's 24/7. Character, integrity, folks. Remember I talked about that a month ago. Remember integrity and all that that implies in all of your relationships with everybody on the face of this planet, not just radio talk show host or kids or spouses or your pets or whatever. No. Be consistent, folks. We must demonstrate that we're better than the other side, because otherwise, what are we trying to defeat?